When you think of the Elite Series, a lot of guys had, you know, trepidation, and they thought about, you know, is this going to be worth it, and some of those kind of things. With me today is Peter Tavares. And, Pete, you know, one of the things when you and I talked about this, of course, $55,000 worth of entry fees, and, of course, you were excited about it, but you didn't know just how it was going to turn out. But now with a year under your belt, how do you feel about it?
Well, Terry, the Elite Series, you know, it took a year for everybody to kind of get used to it. I think everybody at Bass was even surprised at how well it turned out. They weren't sure about that the participation wouldn't fall off towards the end of the year when money started really getting tight with a lot of guys, but the participation stayed. We only lost a couple of anglers throughout the season, and really that was, you know, just something that happened. It wasn't something they planned on. But we basically finished the season with 100 anglers, and that's what we started out with, like 106. I think we may have had 101, but we ended the season up with a full field still fishing at the last tournament. Tremendous surprise to everybody, I think, and everybody was real pleased, including the anglers, as the way the year went. It was still tough. There was not a lot of room for error because it was a lot of money on the line and a lot of time on the line and a lot of travel on the line. Everything that you were afraid of, but I think ESPN was able to really pull it off, and with the help of the anglers and the BASS staff, the deal went off really well.
Well, you look back, you've been doing this a long time. I think you told me 21 years, and you think about where this sport has come from and now where it's at. I can remember, it's basically a jackpot thing. You threw your money in a pot, and now it's a group of an elite angler group, and now you go out and you fish, and you're really fishing against the best in the world.
You really are. The competition has gotten so much more intense. The fishermen, from my standpoint, obviously have gotten younger. When I first started, they were starting when I started, too. I started when I was in my mid-20s, mid to late 20s, full-time. And a lot of these guys now are doing the same thing. And I'm looking at myself as kind of a veteran, looking back and thinking, man, these guys are really young. But it's no different than when I started. So they're in it with a lot of intensity. I mean, these guys have come ready to play. They're not just kind of stumbling around, feeling their way along like I did. They've come out of the box hard, and they're a lot of really good, really talented fishermen. And they're athletes. I mean, these kids are in shape. They work out. They pay attention to their diet. They have a regiment that they follow for training, and they really go out of their way to make this more than just the sport that it used to be. They've transcended it to a new level, and it's forced some of the veterans to kind of take notice and do the same thing. I mean, it's not like we used to just kind of go to bed and get up in the morning and go fishing at our leisure. You have to really plan your day, and you have to game plan. It's not like unlike an NFL team. You have to know in advance, pretty much what your game plan is going to be when you go out on the water. So, even though you kind of have to fish loose and roll with the punches to be successful, that's all part of tournament fishing, is being able to take the situation and adapt your style of fishing to it and put the most fish that you can on the scale at the end of the day. A lot of these guys have learned that. They've had the benefit of knowledge of years of books and tapes and videos, and now the internet, everything that you can get in a compressed form in front of them, and they're taking it and running with it, and it's really making the sport more exciting.
Well, you look back, I can remember back when you first started out. I mean, all you had to do is have enough money for an entry fee. And then all of a sudden, now you get to the position where this thing's getting national recognition. It's on, Letterman. It's on television. Besides ESPN, people are embracing the sport a little bit different. And you have to think the Elite Series had a lot to do with that.
I think it did. I think ESPN has really put it in the forefront of Saturday morning television. They're really trying to push the sport of tournament fishing, not just fishing in the outdoors in general, but they're pushing the sport of fishing and helping people realize that it's not just going out, getting up in the morning, going out at your leisure. It's not unlike any other professional sport in this day and time. Big money, big entry fees. Obviously, the entry fees are a big deal, part to the fishermen. And I think that's what really drives us to do better. I mean, it's important that if you're paying a $5,000 entry fee, that you get some of that money back at the end of the day. And with the payout being, 50 places, it's a pretty good start. I mean, now you can become a professional angler, and if you've got the ability to perform, you're going to get some of your money back. And at the end of the year, that's what it's all about, is staying above that break-even point there's a lot of guys that have the opportunity to do that now.
Well, I guess there's one I'm setting with is you had a phenomenal year and made a lot of money this year. And, you know, you look back at it, Pete, you know, you win $1,000 in a local tournament back in the day. Now you're winning $100, $250, some of those kind of prize monies, and maybe $1 million this year potentially in a couple of tournaments. It's unbelievable.
It really is. The prize money has never been what drove me to be in this sport. When I first started out, it was the desire to be competitive, my love to fish, traveling around, and really putting myself against the elements and the fish themselves, not so much the fishermen. And being successful, it's kind of something that comes along with it. The money has been kind of help pay the way all along the time. And this year, winning $250,000 in one chunk made a big difference. But the thing I'm most proud of is that I placed in 8 of 11 tournaments on the regular circuit, you know, got my money back plus some in 8 of 11. That's really what I'm the most proud of. I really like to be consistent, and showing some consistency throughout the year, and then winning one is just icing on the cake.
Well, you look at your persona. You know, you're a guy, a big guy. I used to be a cook, you know, a chef, and you're not a break dancer. You're not a screamer and a holler, although I've seen you do that at times. But in reality, you're a guy that's kind of a fallback to maybe the Denny Browers and the Klunz and some of those kind of guys. But you've had to adapt. I see the television persona, a little bit of Peter T coming out, and you see a lot of the things that are happening. Your personality, you're able to show that now in this sport.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're allowed to showcase our own talents and our own abilities on the show throughout, you know, by tournament fishing. When you're having a good day, you're going to be on camera. When you're having a good week, ESPN's going to put you on. They want to see, and it's all about entertainment, too. The one thing I can say about myself is that throughout my career, I've been genuine. And being a genuine person, it kind of comes out on the screen. The emotions that you see aren't contrived. They aren't stuff that I thought of ahead of time and they're scripted out. It's something that happens a spur of the moment. And I think people really appreciate seeing the genuine intensity when somebody does really well. And I'm not saying that these other guys don't have that. They just portray it in a different way.
Well, you know, Pete, you look back now, okay, your career 21 years in length, and you've got the future ahead of you. Now you see what happened with the Elite Series in year one. Now you go to year two, and you've really got a chance to either be very, very successful and be in that top 50 group if you continue to fish well, or you could actually fall out and have to go back through the Opens again. So a lot of pressure this year, too.
Absolutely. It's all about performance. I mean, that's what it's finally getting to. If you perform, you're going to get rewarded. And it's not unlike any other professional sport, and that's what we're finally getting to. Just because you're a personality and because people like you doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get to play NFL football your entire life. You have to be able to stand up there and make completions if you're a quarterback, throw the passes, make the right decisions, not get picked off. And it's the same way with bass fishing. You can't just go through the motions, go out there and cast and not put fish up on the scales and not be successful in a tournament and expect to make a living at it. I mean, there's a few guys that have done that over the years, and they've really made it happen both ways. And now it's really based on performance. It doesn't have anything to do with how old or how young you are or how pretty you are or how much you dance. If you can put those fish up on the scales, at the end of the day, if you're up there in the top 20%, man, you're going to get recognized.
Well, I'm looking forward to a great year out of you again. I see a focus I haven't seen in a long time. Classic just around the corner here in February. Give me a little bit, I guess, and the final question here is that, you know, Pete, you went into Classics. You've been to a lot of them. And every time I've seen you in them, you're pretty laid back. You're really not excited about, you know, where you finish. You're just going to do the best you can. How about this year?
Yeah, it's a pretty good question because, yeah, there is some intensity this year. I really felt like this is the first opportunity to fish a tournament that's not going to be a deep cranking tournament, that's not going to be a spawn fishing tournament, that's not going to be a shallow water flipping tournament. It's going to be pretty much a wide open pre-spawn tournament type event with a lot of aggressive fish. They're going to be from 10 feet to 2 feet in depth. They're going to be in that range where everybody can catch them, and really I expect to see a lot of fish caught. But the one element I really like is the fact that we have these Coosa River spotted bass. And they are one of the most wonderful fish that swims in the waterways to fish for. They're aggressive. They have the tendencies of a largemouth and the intensity of a spotted bass. And they're kind of a pleasant cross between the two. They're not like a Kentucky spot. They're a totally different animal. They're very strong. They're very aggressive. They hit big baits. You can finesse fish for them, too. So I look forward to seeing a lot of fish weighed in. I think there's going to be a lot of limits caught this year in the Classic. And it's going to take some pretty good weight. And I feel like I have a little bit of an edge because I've fished for the spotted bass on the Coosa River for a lot of years, and I've caught them at every stage, including this time of year. So I'm really excited about having that opportunity, and I would love to win this tournament. I really would. It's really the first Classic that I've fished in a long time where I felt like I had an opportunity to do well, and I hope I'm able to capitalize on it.
Thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio, Pete.
Thanks, Terry. Glad to be here.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.